Do you believe in fate? Are the events in your life mapped out for you, or do you make them happen? In the last three seasons of Events That Made Me, you've heard how events make superstar pop stars like Take That's Howard Donald.
I was at Butland, there was this Latin American competition going on, and I saw these kids doing Latin American. I said to my mum, I want to dance. Dance was my thing, and that's basically what got me in the group to start with.
How events make incredible actors like Kat Tilsley.
I remember going for an audition. It was for Grease, and I'd auditioned for the part of Rizzo, which I know back to front, and the director laughed at me, and he was like, oh, darling, you're a character actress. You'll always be the fat, funny one. And I thought, no, I won't.
And how events make celebrity chefs like Tom Kerridge.
Beth made the point of going, listen, if you're going to do 80, 90, 100-hour weeks, why aren't you doing it for yourself? So that was the jumping-off point. Originally, it was going to be a restaurant, but we came across the Hand of Flowers, and it made so much sense for it to be a pub. It's the most comfortable place.
I'm Liz Taylor, and I'm back with Season 4 of Events That Made Me. And this time, you're going to find out the events that have made some of this country's finest business masterminds. This is the Entrepreneur Edit.
I decided I wanted the company to be bigger than me. Simple as that. That's my advice to any young entrepreneur. Don't make it about you.
After 30 minutes, I walked out of that meeting with the rights to the sweaters and a ratcheted downward percentage of royalties to him if I bought so many.
You know, I want people to feel free when they're working and have that spirit about them and that enjoyment that they look forward to coming in every single day.
Opening Season 4, I have one of the Northwest's top entrepreneurs. Find out how my guest, inspired by Sir Richard Branson, has found himself in space.
To surround myself with people that are better, cleverer than me. And I think it's surprising how many people are worried or embarrassed or not confident enough to do that.
Listen to Tom Bloxham, MBE, on the 10th of November on Events That Made Me.